Business Hour with Oliver Kling on OFM, the sound of your life.
Thank you for joining me, Olebo Khangmotse, on the RFM Business Hour. I'm now chatting to Craig Lembo. He is a senior economist at the Bureau for Economic Research stationed at Stellenbosch University, and he focuses on the building and construction sectors. Tonight, we're specifically getting into the building cost index for the third quarter of 2022, which he says remains elevated year on year as compared to the previous quarter. Craig, remind us, what is BER's Building Cost Index? How does it correlate with the Building Confidence Index that you also released, just to expand on our understanding of the two?
So the Building Cost Index is based on our quarterly survey among quantity surveyors, and what it measures is just escalation in tender prices. So in other words, by how much are costs rising to clients within particularly the building construction sector. This differs from our typical BER confidence indices that measure sentiment, in other words, how satisfied contractors are at any particular point in time. There is some co-movement. What we would find is typically if work is low and civil or contractors are dissatisfied, that you would see it coincides with a period of relatively low tender price inflation, especially in an environment of rising input costs, which we are sitting with at the moment.
Well, Craig, your statement indicates that the building cost index remained elevated year on year for this quarter. Can you unpack the stats for us, and what does it tell us about the tender price?
So what we saw this quarter was a rise of about 11%, and this is the third quarter, 11% on a year-on-year basis. This follows on an 11.6% increase that we saw in the second quarter. This is quite significant because we, over the past couple of years, have seen tender prices rise only marginally, below 4% on a year-on-year basis since 2019. And at the same time, input costs, so cost of building material, has been rising in double-digit territory since last year. So what this means is that for the last 2 years, almost, contractors have really been absorbing the higher input costs and not passing it on to clients or the final contractors. Now we are starting to see that that's come into place, and we're starting to see the gap between rises in input prices and rises in the sort of tender prices close quite significantly. Ultimately, this means that as a client, as someone who has an intention to build, you are likely to sit with a much higher cost of building than what you would have, say, 12 months ago. In fact, 11% higher than what you would have set with 12 months back.
I mean, what was the reason behind this gap between the tender price as well as the input costs? I can imagine maybe it had something to do with projects not being as highly available as previously.
So what we saw with the rising input cost was in step with what was experienced in the global commodities market over the past couple of years. Steel, iron ore prices rising quite significantly, petrol prices rising quite significantly, or at least until recently, and that's fed the higher input costs that we experienced over that time. But as you rightly said, the sector itself was under tremendous strain, and competition is under tremendous strain. And in order to successfully bid for a project, you would often have found contractors take a very big hit on their profit margins just to ensure that there is work and work in the pipeline. So it was a case of exogenous factors pushing up input prices, and at the same time, the domestic building sector, which was relatively weak, forcing contractors to be much more aggressive with their discounts and their competition for projects than what they otherwise would have liked to have been.
Craig, do you think that this is us seeing a change in the trajectory of the construction industry in the country, perhaps?
Not necessarily. I think what we're seeing in the short term is really contractors that are no longer able to absorb input prices, and they're starting to pass it on to clients after years of this gap between building material prices and what they're able to push through in terms of tender prices. We are not confident that we're going to see a significant improvement in the building sector over the next couple of months. We do think that the sector has bottomed, particularly in the non-residential sector. And so the next move is likely up, but it's going to be very slow improvement, especially if you look at how closely it's tied to the property cycle, how closely it's tied to the interest rate cycle. These sort of forces are dampening broader building demand. So no, we're not seeing a massive rebound or improvement in building activity going forward. We are confident to say that it has bottomed, but I don't think we can at this stage say that this is indicating a much more robust building sector.
That wraps up my conversation with Craig Lembo. He's a senior economist at the Bureau for Economic Research at the Stellenbosch University. My chat with him about the Building Cost Index will be available on OFM's website. That's ofm.co.za. You need to click on News and then on Business to access it. The OFM Business Hour resumes right after these.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.